Bienvenue dans Blabla Clap. Aujourd'hui, je reçois un invité un peu spécial parce qu'il parle anglais, anglophone. Mais du coup, on fait en franglais.
En franglais, ça marche très bien.
Ok.
Very well, yeah, man.
Je vais poser les questions en français.
Ok. Oh.
Et de temps en temps, si je me sens bien, je vais partir en anglais.
Okay? D'accord.
On va faire au feeling.
Ouais. En fait, c'est très important pour moi de pratiquer mon français.
Ok.
Ouais, avec un vrai comédien aussi, humoriste, c'est ça.
Ouais. Yeah. Mais t'as un bon accent, je trouve.
Grâce à ma copine.
Oh.
Oh yeah. it's super important, I think, if you live in France, to have a good accent. C'est très important d'avoir un bon accent. Sinon, ça casse la conversation tout le temps. Tout le temps.
Donc, how do you work on your accent in French, with your girlfriend?
No, I don't know. I think it's just a natural thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's easy actually because I don't I say you know that's it, that's the magic sauce. I say and then it's the space between words that gives you, I think, the real touch.
Okay.
And then if you can make sure that your R's are good.
Yeah, like, the R's I think are really hard for English speakers.
Yeah, they are. Like if you can just say écureuil. For example, you're good.
Yeah.
You just practice that all day. Or chirurgien. Did I say that right?
No, 90%.
Yeah.
90%.
It's really hard for me. It's super hard.
Écureuil.
Écureuil. Yeah. Mais chirurgien.
Chirurgien.
Ah, there you go. Chirurgien. It hurts too much to go this far. It's like my face feels like it's going to split in half. So.
Anyway, welcome to this podcast, Eric. Yeah. How do you pronounce your
En français, on dit Buel.
Buel.
Yeah.
You have a name that could sound French.
It really could be French.
Buel.
Yeah, it's German actually.
Okay.
Yeah, it's German.
You're from Germany?
No, I'm a Latvian, an Australian. Okay. But yeah, so I guess the Buel, that's how we say it in America. That comes from like the Australian German Irish side of me, and then my mom's family, her maiden name is Gorsvans, and so that has nothing to do with
it. And where did you grow up?
In Southern California, in a small little Spanish village by the sea called San Clemente. It's 1 hour south of LA and then 1 hour north of San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's a Spanish? How is that?
Yeah, so it used to be a Spanish conquered place, you know, Mexico, Spain. To be honest, I can't give you the full rundown, but I believe the Spanish found California.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Way back when. I'm just assuming. I'm making all this up as I go.
South California, like I just discovered that a few days ago.
Yeah,
like the whole peninsula, like
The Baja Peninsula.
Yeah.
But then at some point, I'm pretty sure Mexico was able to reconquer or reclaim that land when the Spanish left, and then we have. I know this is a real war. I don't know what happened, but it's the Mexican-American War.
Okay.
And that's when America got like the entire west coast of California there.
Okay, but you're not
I'm sure about that part.
Okay.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, because it's really important in my podcast that we don't get anything really précis.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a tradition.
Okay.
Every time we speak about history or politics, it's always like kind of...
Oh, good.
I'm not sure, but...
My politics are really fucked up, man. Like, I don't vote.
You don't vote?
No, and I can give you a really fucked up reason why I don't, like a not clear reason, I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I really want to hear that.
Yeah, well, my whole thing is, like, I don't believe in, like, the whole, the large-scale system. I'm more into, like, the local politics.
Okay, so do you vote for the local politics?
No.
Okay, so that's how it's fucked
that's
up.
That's also the fucked up part, yeah. What about you, man?
Same explanation.
Yeah.
I don't vote, but...
You wish you could vote. You wish
I wish I had someone to vote for.
That's right. Yeah, someone to vote for, someone to believe in.
Yeah, actually, I kind of vote, but in France, you know, it's premier tour, deuxième tour.
Uh-huh. Oh,
so
teach me.
Okay, so you have first round. You have all the candidates. It's not like your thing where you have two candidates.
Sides.
No.
Yeah.
We have a lot of sides. like maybe 10.
Marine Fillon, they're...
Exactly. Okay. They all have their own party.
Okay.
And each party, they do, either they do like a, like you do, you know, the
podcast.
No, the first, how do you say that? Les primaires.
The primaries.
Yeah, the primaries.
Yeah.
Either they do that, either they just elect one candidate for their party.
Okay.
And then each party, they do the election. So they're like, you can vote for one out of 10 people on the first round.
Oh.
And then the two, les deux personnes with the most votes, mm-hmm. they get to go to the second round.
Yeah.
And then you vote again
wow.
for one of them.
So you're telling me that Marine Le Pen got all the way to the final round.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Because she did get like 20, like no, maybe 18% of the votes, yeah. general votes.
Only 8? Oh.
And the first one did get like maybe 95.
So she barely got in.
Yeah. Yeah. The third one was like 17 and
wow. shows. Wow.
So it was really close for her.
Yeah.
But then the first guy who were Macron, mm-hmm. were with her at the second round, was really happy because when you're with Marine Le Pen, you kind of know that everybody's going to vote for you because they don't want to...
Vote for Marine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she only got... I don't think that she has more voters on the first one than on the second one.
Uh-huh.
Like people that voted for her on the first round, mm-hmm. they also voted for her on the second round. But people that voted for the other candidates,
yeah.
they did not vote for her on the second round.
Oh, I see.
She's kind of like a... je sais pas comment on peut dire ça, mais
yeah.
les gens votent pour elle au premier tour, mais
ouais.
les gens qui ne votent pas pour
c'est
elle,
c'est les passionnés.
Ouais, exactement.
Yeah.
And actually, I saw a video where they explained that a fair way to do that will be to have just one round,
mm-hmm.
but you don't vote for one guy, you vote for all of them, but you do a ranking.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one in your ranking will get maybe 10 points, and the second one 9 points, and et cetera. Ah. And that way, it's statistically more equitable, correct. Yeah. yeah.
Well, you know that you guys are already doing it better than we do it in the United States.
It's
crazy.
Yeah, it's completely crazy.
Like you can literally only, like if you wanted, or I'm pretty sure Donald Trump did this strategy or something similar to it. He only went to like a few states. To rally the troops,
yeah,
you know,
and he did get less votes than the other candidate, but still won.
But the electoral votes,
yeah,
yeah, yeah,
that's fucked up.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Yeah. So you should already be happy with what you have.
Yeah, and also you can't. I don't know. Is there a limit to the candidate's budget for the campaign?
In US? A limit? No, there's no limit. I don't think
in France it's. Really regulated.
Really? Like
they all have a regulated. Maximum. yeah.
Yeah.
but I don't yeah, think theoretically, it's theoretically yeah. they have like a maximum budget.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah. And guess who won? The banker.
yeah.
yeah. I don't buy that.
Yeah.
I don't buy that. But yeah, I guess that's.
Yeah. I prefer, like, it's actually in the law. In your country, like, it's not even in the law. Like, it's not even a question.
Oh, man.
Maybe it's better. Maybe it's, like, more straightforward.
I wish I believed more in the law, man. I just, the system's let me down, man.
Did you ever go to jail?
No.
Never?
I was going to make a joke there. No, I really haven't. That's the one thing I think that completely terrifies me, and I can't even joke about that.
Do you prefer to go in jail in France or in the US?
Ooh. Well, in the US, we have two kinds of prisons.
No, I mean like maybe like a small cell, like in
like an overnight stay.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, probably America, just because I can speak clearly. you know,
you can explain to the guy how you want to get fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
Like precisely?
Yeah, exactly. Something like, yeah. I don't know what would be worse. In France, I could like be the cool Californian guy in the prison and he'll like just like be chill with me, you know? Because you get like a cellmate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so if I was the cool California guy, maybe he would like let me sleep.
Or maybe you will be the hot chick at the bar. For the prison.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, the California guy.
Exactly. It could work against me.
It would be worse.
Okay. I just realized I was the hot chick. Okay. Yeah. 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 See, I'm not prepared because my brain doesn't work that way. It really doesn't.
Do you watch the TV show Brooklyn 99?
No, I try to stay as far away from New York or Brooklyn stuff as I can, man. Gosh. Have you been there?
To
New York?
Actually, first time this summer.
Okay. Okay. What'd you think of it?
It was hot.
Yeah.
Because it was summer, but I'm dumb. So
Paris that's was hot on too,
me.
Man.
Yeah. But that's on me. Like I was living in Canada, in Montreal for one year and a half.
No way.
And I only went to New York like at the end on the...
Oh, really?
On like middle of August, I think. No, July.
Wait, so you just got back here?
Yeah, actually, I went back to France on November.
Okay. Wow. All right. So you were living in the plateau, and then you come out to Saint-Ouen.
Yeah.
Nice, man.
So you know Montreal.
Oh, yeah. Well, I only went once.
Okay.
And I had never been on the East Coast in cold weather or anywhere that was under really, I don't know, 0 or -2 degrees Celsius in many years. And so I showed up to Montreal taking the Peter Pan bus, and I only had my...
What's the Peter Pan?
It's like the Greyhound bus or like the Flixbus.
Okay, Megabus.
Megabus, yeah. Back then it was Peter Pan, and it was really sketchy. And I showed up and I only had my jean jacket. So like Levi's.
In winter?
In winter, the middle of winter. Wow. A t-shirt and my Levi's jean jacket. And I jump off the bus and I literally thought I was going to die. It was like minus 15. And I was laughing at the frontière that I could see my breath. It was the first time that I saw my breath.
Really?
In year, like probably 10 years or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because California.
Yeah.
And I got out there and I was like... I had a panic attack or something.
But you never went to New York either before?
No, that's the thing. Yeah. Okay. But then it turns out I would move out to the East Coast for a few months and
So did you live in New York?
No, Providence, Rhode Island.
Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah,
okay.
I had some friends that were going to a school out there. So I was like, oh, I'll go check it out and do a drop in on some classes. Maybe I'll go there myself, but never happened.
Okay.
But you were talking about a Brooklyn TV show?
Was that it? Yeah, because
Brooklyn Madness?
It's a TV show about a small Brooklyn police station.
Oh, okay.
And it's a sitcom.
Oh, it's okay.
So it's funny.
Okay.
It's with Adam, no. What's his name?
Adam
the
Sandler.
Guy of no, not Adam Sandler.
Okay.
The other one, the younger one.
The younger Adam Sandler?
Yeah, he was on SNL on Lonely Island. You know?
Oh, Adam. Jewish guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Adam. I know.
You know him?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's on this show. And one at the end of one season, he goes to jail, because he's undercover cop in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this whole thing about how, and it's a real thing, actually, Chinese noodles are kind of a money in jail.
Really?
Yeah.
Like noodles or spaghetti?
No, like the instant noodles.
Or like top ramen or whatever. I don't know how to say it.
No, you know, the instantané. Like
They're
like,
it's like a euro.
And yeah,
like
exactly.
The packet of like
exactly, and that's kind of really hot in jail.
Really,
and it's like a kind of
it's
a
currency.
Money. Yeah, it's currency exactly.
Wow.
And he wants to join a gang to be to have protection in jail. Mm-hmm. And what he does is that he have a special technique with the noodles that when you have done the noodles with the hot water,
okay,
you leave a little bit behind. So that you can spring it, se poudrer, with like the noodles, but not cooked, like hard.
Okay.
And it's kind of a nice thing to have.
Yeah,
and
you're talking about when it's still dry.
Yeah.
Like a chip or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like you keep dry noodles on the side, and then when you're finished, you just put it on top. I don't know.
The powder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not the powder. No, not the powder.
No.
Actually,
or
noodles.
The crushed
yeah,
noodles.
Yeah, exactly. You crush it on the top.
So the noodles become le poudre.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, c'est la poudre.
Yeah,
c'est là.
And it has like a crunchy flavor to it, like a crunchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to explain for me in English.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, so he does this though.
Yeah, and he joins the gang because of it, because the guy of the gang is like, oh, it's amazing. And then.
Oh, he does it well.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
And then they, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure I should have bring that.
Well, that was great.
The conversation.
Well, I had like a flashback there, just of like my whole first grade experience, because my friend was allowed to eat top ramen. I wasn't allowed to eat top ramen.
Yeah. How do you call that? Top ramen?
Top ramen.
Okay.
Yeah. So in the States, we have one brand. I'm sure there's many, but people only eat one. It's called Top Ramen or Top Ramen.
Actually, I saw that there's a startup. They're doing like a new kind of top ramen, but like with healthy products, hipster style.
Yeah. They're just going to make like a Soylent version. You guys know what Soylent is?
No.
It's like a powder with all of the nutrition and minerals and vitamins that you need.
And you like just feed.
Feed. I don't think Feed's doing very well right now.
No.
Like I literally see zero Feed sales when I'm at the grocery store.
Yeah, but they're here.
They're here, but they're losing millions, guaranteed.
Yeah, it's investor money, so they don't give a fuck.
But then on the other hand, Feed never goes bad. It can sit on the shelf for 3 or 4 years and never go bad.
Mm-mm. Maybe if we have like a zombie attack, it will be worth something.
Yeah. No, I do not agree. I'm not going there. I'm not going zombie. I don't think zombies. But anyway, I'm not going. But yeah, no, it's true. It is true that
So do you let's talk about two things. Okay. First, stand up, and then stand-up, your podcast.
Yeah, the things that tie us together here.
Yeah. So you do stand up, right?
I do stand up. Yeah.
In English, in French?
In English. I'm looking to translate my set into French very soon. So maybe in the next week or two, I'll give that.
You'll try it, an open mic or something?
Yeah, give an open mic a try. It's just weird that there's some things that really change the vibe or the feeling of my set. For example, I have this one joke where I open up saying that I'm not a school shooter, but I lock the door. And in French, it's like, je suis pas un preneur d'otage, mais j'ai bien verrouillé la porte quand même. You know, like something like this, right?
Yeah.
And it becomes too weird.
Yeah.
And I kind of have to like juggle some words, I think, before I just go on stage. And
why don't you try to write something new in French?
Because it's so hard to write jokes, like new jokes that are good, you know?
Okay, so you want to keep your jokes, but kind of make them work in French?
Yeah, I'm sure that I need to write French jokes.
I think it's actually easier. For me, I tried to translate my my stand-up in English.
Okay, oh.
Never worked.
It never worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, because actually that's my fear, is that I'm going to translate it, and then because of the cultural difference and the word differences, it's just going to fall flat.
Yeah,
so
you have to kind of find a new rhythm in the new language.
Yeah.
So it's easier if you kind of, work with the words at the start, at the beginning.
Yeah, I think so. I think so too. But I feel like I need to give it a try at least.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm aware of the problem out there. But it's like this, I also make music too, and I've tried writing songs in French, and writing songs in French is like the worst. It is the worst. Like, I thought I was onto something gold here once, and the line was, I was writing like a gangster trap song, like lyrics for that.
Okay.
But it wasn't gangster, it was kind of just like me fucking around. We can curse, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, fine. The opening line was, je prends le compte à 30 mois. Like, that was gangster, because like 30 months of like compte, like in the cave, is like gangster, right? So it's more expensive, right?
No, it's just normal.
It's normal, 30 mois? No.
Yeah, for French guys, it's like
no.
Yeah, it starts
18 is like the standard, like there's 6 months, right? Like in the, you get it in like the really shitty plastic.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and then once you get this 30, it's like another price.
Yeah, but the thing is that you don't even think about it when you're French. It's not like in your head at all.
Well, there you go. There's another reason. It's just terrible. It was already terrible to begin with, and now you're just telling me like that's like, just nothing.
So. For example, when I went to Canada, even if it was French, I had this problem because we don't have the same references,
right?
Not even the same curses.
Yeah.
Like if you say merde, fichier, etc. They get it, but it doesn't respond to them as a curse. Like I don't know how to explain that. Like they say tabernacle for them, it's like the big thing. Tabernacle. And it's like the biggest curse you can have.
Really?
Yeah, there. But in French, we never say that. So when you
is
say
is that like a tabernacle?
Exactly.
Really? What
all
does
of
that
their
curse, mean?
Yeah, you should look that up.
That's like all a whole. It's a sacred nice word.
Yeah, but all of their curses are coming from this place. Like it's tabernacle, hostie is like the thing.
Top
like,
ramen.
No, kind of top ramen. Yeah, the thing you eat at the church, like
the bread when you take communion.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a cracker.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, that's kind of a good
French,
one.
In French, it's called an hostie.
Hostie.
And they say hostie, it's like
hostie.
Fuck.
No, okay.
Hostie.
Hostie.
Say, hostie, tabernacle.
Hostie. But how do you use that in a sentence? Like
fuck.
Hostie.
Hostie de something.
Oh.
Hostie de caméra, hostie de verre, de merde.
Oh. Okay.
It's like fucking, fucking thing.
Cracker.
Yeah. It's a cracker.
Yeah, that's so funny. And a cracker in English is like a white dude.
Yeah, so like, exactly. Yeah.
I was about to like apply that to my lingo, but then I'm like, I can't do that. So,
yeah.
I mean, it would be funny if I did that.
If you went to Canada, you want to do French-Canadian jokes, maybe that would work.
Okay. I'll try. Well, yeah.
But the thing is, the problem I had is that these type of jokes, they kind of sound good for you or for me because we knew there.
Right.
But they have a lot of immigrants that are doing jokes.
Oh.
So we kind of all have the same jokes when we come to Canada because we do the same observations. So when you go on stage and you do the jokes, they already know what you're going to say.
I see.
You know what I mean? Because we're coming from this kind of the same places and we're doing the same observations. So the thing I did is that I stayed longer and I tried to go like layers and then in the culture and then you kind of find something that is unique and interesting.
I stay away from culture for the most part.
Oh, on your jokes? In your jokes?
Yeah, just because like... I don't know. I mean, I guess like if I do what you do, which is go deeper, like that would work. But I feel like I'm not intelligent enough to like actually go deeper than just like metro jokes. So I just try to like stay away from.
Just
like,
have to wait, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I feel like my first. So I started 4 years ago. It's actually a funny story. I started 4 years ago with a guy named Alex Quillian.
Okay.
And Fred. I'm forgetting Fred's last name. I don't know if you guys.
Alex Quinn.
Alex Killian.
Killian. Okay.
Yeah. Have you done your set in English? A few times you have, right?
In English?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried, but never really worked.
Okay. So I haven't seen you down at the comedy club, though.
No.
Okay.
Sure not.
But yeah, Alex is down there still. But we started 4 years ago, and he gave me the shot. He was running an open mic.
But here?
Yeah, in Paris.
Okay, so you started stand-up in Paris?
Yeah, I came to Paris and I started doing stand-up. Okay. Really weird.
Yeah.
I guess I felt like it was safer because there'd be less people or something.
Okay.
Or, I don't know. And plus, I didn't really know anybody. So I was like, oh, I'll go down.
And you kind of do it like really like a hobby because you know there's no future?
No, that wasn't the idea at all.
Okay.
No, because I had been making videos beforehand and I've always wanted to try doing stand-up.
Yeah, but when you're trying to do stand-up in English in France, you kind of know that it's going to be really hard to do something with it.
Right.
Because there's no audience more than there's a really small target audience.
Right. Yeah. I actually haven't thought that far. I have, but I haven't. Like,
I don't want to sound judgy, but...
No, you should be judgy. No, you really should. I think really like... I guess I'm aware of it to the point where like I don't plan on stand-up being anything here in Paris.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's why. That's why.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
And that's why actually I've been really trying to focus on doing stuff that's online rather than in front of real life people.
So your audience online is from all around the world?
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the vision. Because, yeah, you can't really make a living doing stand-up in Paris.
In English.
Right. Yeah, and it's so hard already, you know, even in LA, right? God bless Noman, wherever he is out there. Yeah. I hope he's okay. We love you. We miss you. We
actually
hope
you're alive. Went to do the podcast just before taking his flight.
Yeah. Oh, in December.
With his bag and just like a few weeks ago. He went back to France for a few weeks.
I was really lucky to catch him when he went over for the first time.
Okay.
And he was actually the reason I felt like I could continue doing the Dish Dude thing.
Okay.
Which I guess is the perfect segue here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I started doing a podcast because I knew stand-up was coming to an end in a few days. I just started doing Dish Dude because I really hate doing the dishes.
Okay.
And I know we all do, and it's something that wastes all of our time. Originally, I was going to write a book, a dish book, a recipe book, cookbook on... dishes that only require, that only require two or three utensils.
Okay.
Like you only need a pan and a fork and a plate. And I'm going to teach you how to make scrambled eggs.
Wow.
Something really stupid.
And actually, you can just do like zero dishes. You just buy like something that you put on the microwave and...
Right. But the idea is like you could still have like a healthy meal or a meal.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that's not going to happen. I don't have the patience to edit and write all this. I should just use my voice. And so there you go.
Okay. So how do you explain the concept of your podcast to the people you invited?
The concept of the podcast is really just to talk about something that we all do and we all hate.
Okay.
That's the common link. And then really just, just kind of like kick it and...
Okay.
Yeah, talk about something that like we never really talk about, right? It's like that thing we all do. Like we all have to like take that brush and clean the toilet every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that thing we never want to talk about or teach. So
it's amazing. I really liked the concept because it's fucked up. So
yeah, I wasn't going fucked up, but I'll take it. It's something.
No, also the editing is fucked up, and
it's very fucked up. Yeah, we have a new episode coming out tomorrow, and I bought a tripod a few days ago. It's actually the same tripod that you guys have.
Oh, it's shitty.
It's shitty, man. It's really shitty. It's so shitty. I didn't even bring it. And I just put the camera on my backpack and it kind of like got slanted or fell sideways. And so I went in to fix it right in post, but then it cut everyone's heads off. So Alex's head is cut like halfway. And I like it. I like that. I think it's like basically like the opposite of what we have going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me jealous.
No, actually, you know what?
Studio.
You know what? We should take that as a lesson for the other podcasters of the studio should take that as a lesson because they're trying too much to do like the perfect thing.
Mm-hmm.
They prepare all the questions. Everything is prepared in advance.
Isn't this better? We don't even know what we're going to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then you discover your host and you can have a friendly conversation and you don't have to do a big thing about it. Like it's just you and me talking and then we'll figure out what's interesting during the podcast.
Right.
And maybe if there's at one time, I don't know, one camera falls down, it's okay.
Right.
Let's not edit it. Let's keep it. And
I love when the camera falls down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like in the show, like it was raining too. So I had to put my scarf above the camera. And then of course the scarf gets blown over the lens. And I'm like, Alex, hold this mic. I'm going to go fix it. And then what I decided is like, what I will do is I'll get some B footage. I don't even know if I'm saying that correctly, but basically like I'll film, Alex and Emily, our other, guest, just talking and I don't care if their lips are synced up to the audio.
Yeah.
It'll just be them.
Okay.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
They're beautiful people. So it's great.
Yeah. It's amazing. Actually, should be a lesson for the other people here.
Because what I'm trying to do is really just provide like an interesting discussion, right, that has potential to be marketed to maybe a business. and then also, just make it as easy as possible on myself to do it all. And yeah, that's basically the dish dude formula.
Yeah, and
you guys got the fly in here, yeah. So you're on your way to like dish dudeism. Yeah.
So what do you say if we do one of your podcast episode in my podcast?
I think that's a great idea.
And you can even edit it after if you want to have like some
that'd be incredible
crazy yeah. zoom in and. That's on you.
Okay, I'll fuck it up.
Yeah,
I'll make like a trailer.
Like a fucked up right trailer. Now, make my head bigger.
Bigger. You
just
got
for
it.
5 seconds.
Uh huh.
Okay, now it's okay.
Okay.
That will be like 3 seconds.
Okay, my head's big too. Now it's back.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have an intro? Do you have something?
Usually I have a camera that zooms really big. I'll do that. And then I sit down with someone, we're already sitting. And then I say, welcome you guys to episode 5 of Woo! Dish Dude with my guest Mo.
Yeah.
What's your last name, Mo?
Moran.
Okay. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me to your beautiful studio. And we also have someone who's very special behind the camera who's doing all of this for us.
Yeah.
Her name is Sarah. Sarah, what's your last name? Oh my God, what?
Ben Moussa.
Oh, that's very easy. Yeah. Oh, I thought, okay. Ben Moussa. And then what's your last name?
Me?
Yeah.
Moran.
Okay. I can do it.
Moran.
The American version is going to come to me in a sec. Okay. That's dope, guys. Welcome to the show. Sarah, Thank we you. Might ask you a question and we'll feed it in. But yeah, so
you
I can
You can
see
take a mic if you want, Sarah.
Yeah, do you have a mic over there?
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
You won't see her, but you will hear.
Yeah. That's. Oh, Sarah, do you want to be on the show? Should I film you?
It's fine. Thank
hey,
you.
We hear you. Left ears. Gotcha. By the way, I have to ask. Oh, yeah. Wait, no, we're going to stick to this call because Dish Dude is really short.
Okay.
The point is just to get as much dish information as we can.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to, so you guys, Sarah, you've been really quiet so far. So you got to pump up the energy somehow. You just got to interrupt us and like, fuck this up. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
We live together so we can talk about,
Oh, you guys are in love.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow. Oh, this is even better.
Yeah.
Ooh, a couple.
Yeah. First
but this
one
is post Valentine's Day. Okay. Wait, hold on.
So this are
is
we the first couple of the show?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Woo. Okay, so hold on. Who is the worst at doing the dishes? We have to ask.
What do you mean by the worst?
Like the person who slacks the most.
That keeps the dishes...
In the sink. Wait, okay. Do you guys have a dishwasher?
Or no, no.
Yeah, okay, good.
We really want to buy one because it's a really pain in the ass.
I know. How jealous are you of like your friends like when you go there and you see they have a dishwasher? Like, it's kind of bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but all of your arguments would just be gone if you had this one machine, you see?
But actually, what's funny is that before she came to live with me because I was already in the same apartment.
I was waiting for homeless, okay.
I had a dishwasher,
uh-huh.
but like a small one,
uh-huh.
but I had nowhere to put it.
Oh.
So it was kind of on top of my fridge.
What's a small dishwasher look like?
You know, a regular one is big, like 1 meter.
This is like for like a restaurant. It's like God.
Yeah, no. The same as in
it's
the...
Like it steams your cups.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
And it was on top of my fridge.
Oh, God.
And you kind of have to put the dish up, but it was really heavy.
You lift it over your head?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How many broken plates did you have?
A lot of...
for real, right?
And then at the end, I just took it out.
Wow. Yeah. Got rid of that shit. Yeah.
So, like a dishwasher isn't the good answer always.
Okay.
Like sometimes maybe it's better to do it with your hands.
Yeah. All right. And I'm not letting you get away here because you just spent the last 3 minutes talking about your last dishwasher. But who really sucks, guys?
Mo.
Yeah. I saw it in your eyes.
Yeah.
You didn't say anything. You wouldn't dare, but I saw.
But by sucking, do you mean that I don't do it well or that I don't want to do it at all?
Don't try to get any points here. All right. We're on the same team. Don't worry. My girlfriend, we had a big talk. I want to go into it, but I don't know if she wants me to talk about everything. But basically, like, I really suck at doing dishes. Like, it drives me fucking crazy. So, like, I let it pile up and I don't do it. But I'm like you. I do a great job. I get every speck of food off the plate. I get every brown mark of coffee off the
exactly,
mug,
yeah.
you know, but it takes me like an hour just to do, I don't know, 10 plates.
Yeah.
And like the for me, the silverware is the worst, but I'm getting better at it. But it's for me.
No, the worst is this Bible.
I saw that.
This one. Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Like this part.
And God knows, like, you don't use
just
it.
Just touch it. Just try to
you
touch it.
You don't use that. Yeah. Yeah. We talked about this in episode one.
Actually, I cleaned
so
that's
it. Very sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what's the, if you want to Ooh. Give some kind of a tip
okay.
for people watching the show.
You guys get a look at that. In the inside, it's not clean.
Yeah.
Never going to be clean, no.
But you know what's the good way to clean that?
What's the good way?
Actually, Sarah came up with it.
Okay.
Is that you don't clean this, you don't really clean this part. Uh-huh. You clean only the inside. And the inside, you won't get hurt.
Sarah, okay, so that was your job?
Yeah.
But you didn't clean it.
Yeah, but it was kind of to have like something to talk
Sarah
about.
The Sarah technique, wow.
Okay. He was the last person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's really, yeah.
It's pretty cheesy in there, man.
But that's the thing. You clean it inside. But
okay.
Because if you try to do it here, you would get hurt. Like I got hurt here.
Yeah.
That's why it's not
clean. I just touched it for like a second. I was like, oh, okay, that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even have one of those.
Yeah,
I won't really even get one now that I've seen one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like my mom doesn't
I think
have
it's
one.
IKEA.
IKEA, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has that rectangular shape to it.
Yeah.
That like fucked up rectangular Swedish shape.
So that's
to
my
it.
Favorite because it's hard.
Yeah. Okay. So that's your favorite challenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I just found the way to do it just a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I bring it, je l'ai ramené sur le show. I bring it to the show because a few days ago I was doing dishes. I hurt myself doing it.
Oh.
And then Sarah told me you should put it,
put this on
do
the
it
show.
Inside. And no, and then I said, oh, I should put this on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, I wish you had like a Band-Aid still to like, show us your wound.
No, it's okay.
But you're healed. Your body
healed.
Still works.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. At least there's a positive to that. You bled, and now you're aware that you don't.
I'm a new man now.
Yeah, yeah. You got a
fresh start,
fresh skin, I guess. but now it leads me to the question that I prepared. Now, but it is very important, and I haven't touched on this yet at all. It's the towels that we use, right? Because we have to also take care of them, because you can't keep drying dishes with the same towel for months and months and months.
Interesting. I have a nice answer to that.
Okay, I bet you have your little IKEA rack, but guess what? There's still a problem underneath. So either you're not taking care of the thing that's like the surface below with a towel, or you aren't maybe taking care of the plate.
No, I'm not using a towel at all.
I know, but you're using the dry rack.
Yeah, but the dry rack, I have a really special one.
No, it's not. They're all the same.
No. Actually, it's really special.
Don't come here to my
it's
studio
a dry rack.
And tell me they have a special dry rack.
No, it's on top.
No.
It's on top of the lavabo, on the, what? How do you call the dish?
The sink.
The sink.
Yeah.
It's on top.
Yeah.
It's like a bridge on top. So you put the plate, everything on top. And then when it dries, it goes down to the sink.
But now you can't use your sink.
No, it's on top, actually.
That's right, it's on top.
But there's enough
space
so that you can do the dishes, you can do
everything. So now all of the water drips onto the handle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you're gonna get like, it's gonna be all crusty.
No, it's just water.
It's water. No, it's gonna get like all calcified. Have you seen the water in Paris?
Yeah.
Have you seen my skin when I wake up? Like literally, you have no idea how much lotion I put on my face right now. Like it's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
How can you guys see like the fucking like red marks under my eyes right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Yeah. So no, don't give me this. Like, oh, the faucet's fine or the sink's fine. No, something's not fine when you're washing dishes.
But it works for me, man.
Yeah.
It works for me.
So you're running a thing here
where
you guys are trying to manage some podcasts.
Yeah. So that's the end of the show, or are we still in your
show? We're still here.
Okay.
We're still talking, I think.
But you said that your show is really short. So
are
we done with your
show? Okay, Dish Dude's over, I guess. But hold on, Sarah, do you have anything to say? You've just been, you just confirmed that Mo can't wash dishes.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. That's all she wanted. All right. Okay. But yeah, okay, so this shoot's over. But it's not really over, actually. This is maybe the extended cut here.
Okay.
But now I want to know,
commentary.
Yeah, exactly. Can we get a Whirlpool or I don't know who makes dishwashing machines.
Samsung.
Samsung. Can we get a Samsung sponsorship in here, guys?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the segue to the studio. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, with the studio, we have a Studio Majorelle, it's called. How do you pronounce that in English? Majorelle?
Majorelle. Majorelle.
Majorelle. Or you pronounce it with a French accent.
I think you should.
Can you do that?
Majorelle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Majorelle. Studio Majorelle.
Yeah.
Gotta do the trailer.
So the idea of the studio is that our business model is that we let people came here and do their podcast with the audio and video, three cameras, for €100, less than €100 per month. Mm-hmm. And they can do as many episodes of their podcast as they want.
Okay.
And the business model behind that is that
Samsung comes in and
Samsung comes in a few months after the podcast is doing well.
Yeah, because you guys are running the show.
Yeah,
thank God.
We're helping them promote the podcast.
Saving
time.
Saving
also.
Everything.
Yeah.
I'm like so happy here. Like seriously, this is like a dream.
Yeah.
Like the lighting is amazing. Like the cameras are amazing. I feel free to talk.
Actually, we're just starting.
Right.
Like it's shitty. Right now,
this is not
shitty.
It's
gonna be better, better and better.
I don't. Okay. I believe you.
Compared to what it's gonna be, it's shitty.
Okay.
Because we just started a few weeks ago. The studio.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like
this
4 weeks
is shitty.
Ago.
No.
And then, we're waiting for a new furniture. You can do like your podcast on a sofa or on a different setup than the, because for now we all have the same setup.
Yeah.
We'll have the, like
backdrop.
Backdrops, like colored backdrops.
Yeah.
So you can do as you wish.
Yeah. Whatever makes my skin look better in winter, I'll take it.
Yeah. I think pink would be good.
Pink, really?
Yeah. It would pump up.
I wouldn't blend right in. I think that's the problem. But what's the opposite of pink? Green.
Yeah.
Be like electric green. Yeah. That would go well with my eyes.
Yeah, and then people will...
Did you cut to that?
Yeah.
You did?
Cut.
When I looked at the camera with my beautiful green eyes, you did.
Yeah, zoom in. No.
Okay. All right. Perfect, yeah. Have you guys seen the zoom camera that I have?
No. Do you have it?
Yeah, I'll show you next time. Because I'm going to be back.
You didn't break it?
I didn't break it, no.
I saw the zooms you did on your Instagram, but how do you do that?
I just have this like, it's a really shitty camera, but it has this 83 times zoom.
83?
Yeah. Time? Yeah. So I was standing, the longest distance I've got so far is someone standing at the top of a building in Belleville, and I was at the Sacré-Cœur, and I could zoom in on them waving.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, so it was like a solid 3 kilometers.
Three?
Distance. Yeah. It's crazy.
So you can, and how does it, what's the brand? Or is it like a secret?
I'm not going to say because I hate them so much.
Okay.
You can go out and find it. This is why Dish Dude's so shitty and I'm coming here. I need it. I need the upgrade.
But I think you should keep the Zoom thing.
The Zoom thing?
Yeah.
It is funny. In fact, the first thing I ever did, not really did ever. I've done a lot since I was born, but that was the cue to laugh. Thanks. All right. Anyways, I did a show called Fountain Culture. And it's a show about drinking fountains. So I've had this history of doing shows about nothing, really. I don't know if that's any Seinfeld influence there or not.
Okay.
But and I started every episode by zooming in on the fountain from a very long way. So it kind of stuck with me.
Okay.
And everyone back where I'm from in San Clemente always talks about it. So I was like, oh, like maybe Zoom is a thing. Like it's funny. And it is
funny.
Yeah. It's amazing. Like if you zoom in really far and you discover something that you can't see with your eyes.
And you don't have to zoom really, really, really
far.
That much.
Yeah.
Because like, for example, in the The Office or this kind of shows, they really use this kind of Zoom to...
In The Office?
Yeah.
Really?
Never saw that?
I'm aware that they do a lot of the same sort of camera techniques, but I never thought about it.
Yeah, they really zoom in on the punchlines, actually, or the expressions of the...
Oh, right.
The, yeah,
because yeah, it'll be out, and then like when Michael Scott or whatever is going to say something funny that zooms in.
Yeah. Says something funny, and then they zoom in when he's... Like not speaking, like mm-hmm. to
do the punchline, the physical comedy.
Actually, after the punchline, like he will say something silly, mm-hmm. and then after when there's a malaise, the how do you say that in English?
Malaise is like
like people are feeling bad, like
awkward moment or
awkward. Yeah,
yeah.
They zoom in when it's awkward. They don't zoom in when he says something. They zoom in on the, for example, on the reactions.
Right.
Like he will say something like really awful.
Yeah.
And it's a joke for him, but it's really awful.
Yeah.
And then they will zoom in on the other people in the room.
Like on the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like,
yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, that actually that's interesting. I never really thought about it, but like all of my favorite YouTube comedy sketch artists, they all use that.
The Eric Andre Show.
I don't like Eric Andre.
Okay.
I don't know why. I think it's...
But he does that a lot.
I think I've met too many people like him in my life that have this like crazy amount of energy that can never be like kind of like settled down.
Yeah.
And I'm scarred. I was going to say Kyle Mooney. Do you guys know Kyle Mooney from SNL?
No. Maybe, yeah.
He did he had like a comedy troupe called Good Neighbor mm-hmm. before SNL, and it was kind of defined my city in a way, like the people in my city, I'd say. We even got to invite him out to our high school where he did a presentation or like a introduction, which was crazy. Still can't believe that happened. But yeah, for me, he's like the legend, and he does all the Zoom stuff too.
Okay.
But I'm wondering now if he copied that from The Office. I don't know if that was like an Office
There's
thing.
Also a guy, Nathan something.
Nathan For You.
Yeah, Nathan For You.
The TV show. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
His name is Nathan something, yeah. But...
Fogarty or, I don't know, yeah. Folgers. I really don't know. Did you get the Folgers joke right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys know Folgers? There's no... Sarah doesn't get Folgers.
Oh, no, I didn't get the joke.
But Folgers... Oh, you didn't get the joke.
I thought the joke was that it was just a silly... thing you said.
Oh, this is coffee.
Yeah.
It's like Nathan Malongu.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wow. But Folgers is like a really shitty brand of coffee.
America.
Oh, yeah.
You might know that.
In Montreal. We
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, you guys were both in Montreal?
The big one.
That's right.
Oh,
and like
yeah.
a big red can.
Yeah.
Like Maxwell.
Yeah. Yeah, Maxwell House or something. Yeah.
Maxwell
yeah.
House is really bad.
It's really bad. Yeah. Folgers is like worse than Maxwell House. I'd say.
Worse? Yeah. I'm not sure you can do worse than...
you like, can. You can. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, so now you know Folgers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, keep the Zoom in your episodes, even if you plan to do it here. Keep the Zooms.
I was about to sell the camera, so I don't know. Yeah. Okay, I'll hold
on. Or maybe you can do, like you said, like B-roll. You can record B-roll during the episode and add it afterwards.
Yeah, I think what I have to do is get like a mix of different tools, really, because the Zoom is incredible. It can't compete. No other camera can compete with it. Without exceeding a price limit.
But the idea also of the studio is and that you really
here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Understood really really fast is that the idea is that you get to do content easily and you don't have to edit afterwards.
Yeah.
So that you it's. C'est plus rapide. You can do a lot of episodes without having to spend like too much time editing and preparing and everything.
What people don't know is that I actually spend over 4 hours usually.
For like a 10 minutes episode?
No, for like a 5-minute episode because the cutting... for number one, I'm not skilled at editing like Sarah is probably or you are probably. But so there's that problem. But then once I've already mastered, like I've basically mastered the technique of cutting, but it takes so much time to make sure that everything's precise. And then when I have to recut different parts out, because like, for example, you guys know Aratsky Sugar?
No.
No?
Oh, yeah. Great
man.
Yeah.
He's probably been on this podcast.
No, not yet, but he's
he has his invited. Podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Le Meilleur.
It's the guy we saw on the show at The Family.
Which one?
The guy that had a show, a sketch about Join Us.
He was saying, Join Us. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
This was in French, I believe, right?
Yeah, it was in French.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a kind of a special show for startups. Mm-hmm. It was called Startups.
Oh,
and
wait, did you guys both do that?
No, we went to see the show, actually.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay, because you're a startup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, so you were in the audience as like a startup?
Exactly.
Oh, I see. Okay, this is all coming together now. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. But basically we had a discussion about Netflix and the Joker for like 15 minutes and I had to like cut that all out somehow. Yeah. And then like to figure out where it would come back was a nightmare. And I had to play around with it for like 30 minutes and I was like, okay, this is going to work. Now we have to like continue chopping and then the subtitles and then all the...
Oh yeah, you add the subtitles too?
I usually try, but so far I haven't been able to in the full... Dish Dude show. It's usually for the promo clips.
Okay, yeah.
And that just like doing one promo clip takes close to an hour.
Yeah.
Which Sarah's probably laughing at in her head. She's just, I don't know.
No, it's kind of you can do, either you do it live like us, either you have to spend a lot of time.
It's a nightmare doing it.
Even if you're skilled, it will take you time.
Yeah.
Like maybe you will reduce by 20, 30, 40%, but if you do lots of episodes, you will have the same problem.
Yeah.
But we have some techniques, some good techniques that will keep you, for example, if you want to do short trailers of the show.
Yeah, what would you do?
We have a technique that you can do, like you can upload your show on YouTube, for example, mm-hmm. like the long version, mm-hmm. and then you can cut directly on YouTube. They have a
no way
editing tool, and then you do another episode directly. You don't you save the time of uploading and everything.
Of course,
yeah,
because it's already.
That's what I did actually today. I have a, I don't know if you know Urbain. He's a comedian. He does shows in English too.
I have to meet all you guys, so I don't even really know too many people in the French scene.
He's French, but he started in English actually.
Oh really?
Yeah, like Fred also. Ayango. Do you know Fred?
Is he from what's that African country that starts with the C? Cameroon.
Yeah. Actually,
Fred's the guy that
works
started the show.
The office just a few.
No way.
Yeah, on the same.
So Fred and Alex were the guys who let me perform first in Paris.
Okay, so we should go.
We should go. Can we just take the cameras and the mics and just walk in?
Let's go.
Is there a mobile crew?
No.
Not yet.
Not for now.
Okay.
But and Urbain started at the same time as Fred.
Okay.
In English, and then he went to French.
I'm still trying to like imagine this is a real name.
Urbain?
Urbain.
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 It's the French translation of urban, like a urban area.
Exactly, urban.
Yeah, it's... really the
translation. That's crazy for me. Okay,
that's his name.
Awesome.
And he had a like a 5-minute sketch, a 5-minute performance shot in Montreux. It's a comedy festival.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and with Nomen, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And his part is on YouTube today, and it's trending.
Cool.
So
trending.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I had like a small.
Is this your clip?
No, his clip.
Okay.
But as it's trending, I thought, okay, I have an interview with him. I should cut something from it.
Totally.
Actually, he did speak about the show he did in Montreux in my podcast. Mm-hmm. So I edited this part and I put it out on YouTube.
Yeah, that's genius to edit in YouTube because you save so much time.
Yeah, it took me like 10 minutes.
Wow. But the thing is, you guys already have a nice color grade with the camera.
Oh yeah, we do everything. Yeah,
yeah.
Everything is color graded,
but I have to do that afterward. And for me, that's just the nightmare too, because like I'm blind apparently when you look at all of the work I've done. So yeah. So it's
anyway.
Incredible.
How much time did we do?
54.
I think I need to like I told you, I have a call with a client that needs to pay me.
All right, so you're going to tell me what you're going to do to this guy, and then we're going to say goodbye.
I think I'm going to try to call him back.
I think you should.
And then if he doesn't answer, yeah. I'm going to just keep calling back.
One of the things I do when I don't get paid,
yeah,
is I never call back, and I call 2 months later, and I'm stressed out. Like,
yeah, but the thing is, I need the money.
I know. I'm saying like I'm like an idiot. Okay. In fact, today I was riding in the metro over here, and I remembered because I used to get off at Villiers at an old English teaching center, and they haven't paid me since August. So I sent her a text today. So I totally get it, man.
Yeah. And the thing is that it's for a commercial video stuff, and we have hired actors. But I can't pay the actors because the client is not paying me. So I'm kind of stuck.
Dude.
Yeah. That's my life.
Yeah. No, I feel for you, man, because you represent some people in this too now. So
yeah.
That's a really shitty
anyway,
thing.
Anyway. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
We'll say a prayer and it'll work out, man. Eat some candy. Like get more stressed out. Yeah.
Anyway, it was really good having you on the show.
Nice to meet you, man.
To come up to Saint-Ouen.
Yeah, it's really nice. I was like, oh, I'm in the 9-3, great. And then I was walking down the street. I'm like, okay, it's not that bad.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, it was chill. I was kind of sketched out. When I got off, I was like, okay, this is chill.
Yeah, it's really chill.
Yeah.
And it's getting gentrified, actually.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's
you see that building they're going to build and everything?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's going to stand out like a sore thumb. How do you say that in French?
How would you say that?
It's going to stand out like a sore thumb. So like the expression is like when you smash your thumb with a hammer, it like inflates like a balloon.
Okay.
Like a red balloon. Do you have an expression like this? Like
maybe it's comme un cheveu au milieu de la soupe.
Ooh, yes, that's delicious. There we go. All right, the dish dude's signing off. What about you, Mo?
Yeah. Let's finish the podcast on that nice...
Do we do a secret handshake? Or oh. Is there like a special... Do we have to clap because it's blah, blah, clap? Or?
No, but we can find one and that would be our tradition.
Okay, I think we should just do a high five.
Okay, let's high five.
Yeah, there we go.
Bam.
There we go. Get that, Sarah? There we go. Thanks, man.
So that's it for Bulba Clap.
Thanks,
and the first English episode, Franglish episode.
Yeah.
No, actually, we did like kind of 80% English.
I'll tell my girlfriend we did 20% in French.
All right. See you, Eric.
All right. Adios. Bye. Well, that